We're going to start something new on the program today. We want to introduce you to the Beatmaking Lab. It's a project launched by two professors in North Carolina who are also musicians. They want to bring beatmaking, as in hip-hop beats, to communities in the developing world. Over the next few weeks, we'll be following their latest effort in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Stephen Levitin, a.k.a. Applejuice Kid, and Pierce Freelon are the guys behind the Beatmaking Lab. Here's how they told me it all started.
Well, the Beatmaking Lab started as a class at the University of North Carolina, Stephen and my alma mater, where we teach electronic music production as a class that brings, you know, musician entrepreneurs and pairs them with academics to create this innovative curriculum where you don't need to know how to read music or know music theory or read classical music notation. You can just chop a sample and make a beat. And that developed into an international program when we piloted a collaboration with a nonprofit in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And so it kind of went from campus to Goma, East Africa. Over the past 18 months, we've been to Panama and Senegal, we've been to Fiji, and now we're most recently in Ethiopia. So it's really grown fast, and we're excited about it.
Tell me why you guys do this. I mean, it's not just about, you know, your love of hip-hop. There's more to it.
We like to make music. We like to travel. We like to have social impact in our work. It's really just a space for us to fulfill our artistic and entrepreneurial and activist desires in one program. And the Beatmaking Lab is an example of that.
And I'll just add one really brief note is that, you know, we're increasingly in a global community. You know, this mobile studio now, you can take this tool in a backpack and bring it all over the world and connect students all over the world. So for me, the cultural exchange is a really exciting aspect to this project. We've had our UNC students collaborate with our Ethiopian students. We've had our Fijian students sending beats, you know, across the world to our students in Africa. And it's been a really rich experience because the music that comes out of this, you know, MCs rapping in Swahili and French and English, you know, just kind of mashing up together, mashing up their styles.
You've been making short films about your beatmaking labs. The first from your trip to Ethiopia is online today, and you listeners can see it at our website, PRI.org. Let's hear a clip from it.
My name is Delila. I live in Addis. I'm 21 years old. I like music, so I would like to be a beat maker.
So that was a clip from the Beatmaking Lab's first video from Addis Ababa. Now, you guys profile a woman, a young woman named Galila. She comes across in your Ethiopian film as so shy, a family girl who's concerned about her aging father. But then she just, like, comes alive the second the word music is mentioned. Tell me about Galila.
Galila is a really shining student that we had. And in every lab we go to, it's just such a fun experience to go from day one where everyone's shy, you know, where we do the icebreakers. And then by the end of the lab, everyone feels like family and we're crying when we leave. So Galila is definitely our sister in another country. You know, she is a really special person. Within the first few days, we identified her as a great, vibrant talent to have featured in our song.
I'd love to take our listeners out with some beats by Galila. Do you have any?
Yes, we have one. It's a bit of a rough mix, but I think you'll enjoy it.
All right. Well, we'll go out with that. And you guys will be blogging for the world as well as sending us stills and videos of your lab in Ethiopia. And we'll also be checking in weekly with you to hear about the progress. You can see all that at PRI.org. Stephen Levitin, Applejuice Kid, and Pierce Freelon, the man behind Beatmaking Lab. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Big thanks to our friends at Station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, for helping us out with that one. We'll hear more from Galila and the Ethiopian beatmakers next week. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're online 24/7 at PRI.org, and we're back here on the radio tomorrow.